Oh, hi, I'm Mono Gapian.
And I'm Oscar Montoya.
And we're on a search to find a definitive list
of the top 100 music videos of all time.
And you get a say too.
Welcome to Podcast Killed the Video Star. It's here.
Wait, run. If you could be in any genre of horror movie, what genre of horror movie would you want to be in? Like, do you want to be like, we're talking about, you know, I don't have to tell you, but I'm guessing like...
No. Probably... Talk down to me. Go ahead. Condescend me. Go ahead. What is horror? Please, like, mansplain that to
me. What is horror? Well, I'll tell you, one thing that horrifies me is your toes out of your shoes. That's the jump off.
No, I'm giving you cliffhangers. I'm giving you drama, okay? I'm giving you will they, won't they jump out of her damn feet.
Bitch, you're so busted. You have cliffhangers in your Nike shoes. You are such a crunchy, busted mess. Somehow.
You better believe I have open-toed Nike shoes. You better believe.
Oh my god, you are just like a 1920s roadside nomad cartoon. That's how you roll. That's how you fucking roll.
You're so dumb. Ugh.
Okay, what would you want to... You want to be in a goofier one, or do you honestly kind of want to be in, like, a good one?
Oh, girl, I want to be in... It would be so fun to be in a campy horror movie. You know, that would be the fantasy. But if I were in a goofy horror movie, I feel like I could be in the final... I might be the final girl. I might be in the top three. But if this was an honest-to-goodness real slasher, because, you know, that's the genre that I want to do, I'd be the first to go. And I feel like that's something really fun, to be the first person. I mean, that's iconic, to go off
first. It is iconic. You can be Jack Black, and I still know what you did last summer.
How dare you?
You could be that.
How dare you with the ugly-ass... little white man braids.
I bet you'd appropriate too. No. I bet you would.
Oh my god, if there is a remake for I Still Know What You Did, not I Know What You Did Last Summer, they just skipped the first one and they did a remake to the sequel.
The second one.
I'm gonna be gunning for the Jack Black role.
You should. I would love to see that. I would love it. You smoke so much weed, so I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, I'm sure the offer is already given to you before I go in because...
Yeah, but I'll turn it down so you can have something.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
what about you? What genre would you want to be?
I would like to be in something with spooky children. I love and hate spooky little quiet children.
Mm-hmm. Village of the Damned.
Very that. Yeah, Orphanage. Yeah, yeah. I'll even Orphan, which is all weird, but like anything with spooky little children, the Shinings. I love little spooky children.
Yeah, you would be Kirstie Alley in Village of the Damned.
You know what they haven't done yet, and I'm trademarking, coining this?
Who?
A spooky kindergarten class. Do you know what I mean? Like, they haven't quite done like...
I'm just thinking Kindergarten Cop, but like spooky.
There you go. There you go. That's my pitch. Like, because it's like, we've done like homes and orphanages and blah, blah, blah. But we haven't done like an army of kids in a school that are all spooky.
Oh, you mean the whole school? Now, this is a different movie.
Yes.
You were talking about a class. Now you're talking about a whole school.
Starts in the kindergarten class, and then it's sort of, you find out the whole damn school is spooky, ooky, kooky.
I like it. Will I get cast as Jack Black role?
Oh yeah, you're the weed smoking
the custodian.
Well, yeah,
the custodian with dreadlocks. Okay,
that's right. Because you're a person of color, and you couldn't possibly be the lead. Sorry,
or honey. Even a teacher.
Can I tell you? I have a very problematic opinion I need to share, and then we need to talk about music videos.
Oh, God, here we go. Let's everyone take out your phones. Let's cancel. Hashtag cancel Mono right now.
Cancel me. I'm just going to say this. My kindergarten teacher was a very wonderful black woman named Mrs. Love.
Stop.
And she was filled with love. And then my first grade teacher was a scary, cold, white woman named Mrs. Long. And I think that was the beginning of my deep-seated distrust of white authority figures.
I understand. It starts with your teachers.
Yeah.
I was trying to think, like, what was my, well, my first white teacher was my sixth grade teacher named Mr. Meadows. Mm-hmm. But he was cool. We loved him. He was mm-hmm. rad as hell. He uh-huh. actually, oh, maybe I shouldn't be saying this here, but he got, there was this like bully who beat up a first grader, and Mr. Meadows got so mad that he slammed this kid against the wall, and like nothing happened. He didn't get fired. They didn't call child, the principal didn't get involved. Everybody yeah. knew that it happened because it happened in the hallways. But I'm like, should that have happened?
No.
He should have gotten in trouble, not. Right?
Yeah, no. Now that I'm thinking okay. about it, literally all my teachers of color were hundreds times cooler than my white teachers.
True. Very true.
We can't go too deep into it, but I just want you to know I had a teacher named Mrs. Boyd who said pattern, and it made me feel comfortable and happy on the inside. That's it. Pattern instead of pattern. And it was like, yeah, let's say it like that. Why the fuck not?
Let's have more POC in schools, please.
Way more. I mean, I guess we're talking about good fuzzy feelings because we're thinking about our amazing anchor supporters.
Yes.
And this episode goes out to them.
It really is a love letter to all of our legendary children.
Them.
That, yes, it's for them. So we have three really wonderful anchor people who have given us some coins.
Yes.
And nominated their favorite music video of all time to potentially be in the top 100 music video countdown. This is very exciting. I took a little peek. I haven't seen the videos, but I took a peek at what they are. And I gotta say, this might be the toughest week.
This will be really tough. I know of two of the music videos, and I'm already mm-hmm. fans of two of the music videos. I don't know about the third one, but this is going to be tough. But once it's again, gonna we're going to turn tough. It over to y'all. And maybe yeah. their three votes will be the ones that turn it. Who knows?
Maybe. And listen, if you want your music video to be featured on this podcast, mm-hmm. anchor us, baby. Anchor
it, you can us. Give as little as 99 cents, and then we're off to the races. You party. We party.
It's a party, baby. It's a party.
It's a party. It's going to be a really good time.
So let's get started.
Yeah.
What's our first music video?
I think the first one we have on the list, if I'm not mistaken, is by the legendary group Daft Punk.
Ooh. Heard of them.
Did Joe wreck this one?
Yeah.
I believe Joe did. Great. Joe, good taste. I mm-hmm. love Daft Punk, and I have, like, a lot of good memories of this music video, because I remember, like, catching glimpses of this music video from late-night MTV. Like, it wasn't in the main rotation, but, like, it was on some of the weirder later shows. I want to say they had a weird show called, like, did they have a show called, like, not Rotten Tomatoes. They had, like, a
That's
show
a
about...
That's a different thing.
I hate you. They had a show about less popular music videos that they would play late at night.
Huh. I don't uh-huh. know. Was it 120 Minutes? That's not it. Was it? Hosted by Matt Pinfield? Legend?
No, it was like a group of people would get together and be like, I like this weird music video, and then they'd all watch it.
Girl, that's 12 Angry Viewers.
That!
That was a show.
That.
I love that show. 12 Angry Viewers? Are you kidding me?
I almost said 12 Angry Men, and I was like, that's not it.
That's a different thing, bitch. That's a totally...
Yes, it was on that. That was one of my first times I was exposed to it, and I was like, this is fun. And then I got fully obsessed with Daft Punk, and yeah. everything they do, their music video films are... We should do a whole live watch-along to...
That would be so fun.
To Interstellar. And we all Interstellar 5555, which is iconic. You know,
that would be so. I love that. Is the only idea that I've ever loved of yours.
You fucking asshole. You fucking shithead. I'll take it. I'll take it, because they've done it for multiple albums, but I mean, that one is really the one we should do. With, you know, with One More Time, Something About Us, Superheroes, whatever. I love Daft Punk.
It's incredible. Just a couple of fun facts before we get into Please. This video. This was directed by the iconic Michelle Gondry.
Of course.
Do you heard of her?
Legendary.
Heard
Legendary.
And, you know, Daft Punk is iconic for the wearing a helmet. You don't see what they look like. So we see that in the music video. We see a lot of mask play. You know, very topical. Wear a mask.
Safe. Wear a mask.
Yeah, so it's... This is really, really, really fun. Really fun choreography, I remember. I don't quite remember this music video, but I remember being impressed by the choreography.
I remember each of the groups had their own choreography, and Michelle, like, because we've also talked about this, like, they are one of the few artists who, like, had music videos released on DVDs for, like, because their music videos were so iconic, there was, like, these series of directors releasing their music videos. You remember that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because he also did, like, a really iconic Kylie Minogue one. And Ooh, then I think a Bjork one, too.
He made a bunch of Bjork stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Michelle Gondry he really thrives in the music video. I mean, he's thriving, period.
He's
amazing. He really thrives in the music video space.
Yes, before he directed did
the White Stripes music video, if I remember correctly.
Seven Nation Army, maybe?
No.
No? The Lego one?
Yeah, the Lego one. What's
that? Oh, shit.
Which is, you know, everyone loved that music video.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. Really good shit. Mm-hmm.
But the fun thing about this music video is that everyone in the Gondry family got to work in this music video. Let me break it down. Okay, so...
Break it.
Florence Fontaine, which is the baby mama of Michelle Gondry's son, did costumes.
Oh!
And the Michelle Gondry's brother, Oliver Twist Gondry, worked the lights. Mm-hmm. So you got a little family here. And then the choreographer is Blanca Lee, which is not part of the family, but she's
okay. You
know, she's honorary Gondry family here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Gag. I didn't know there was a family, but of course there is. It's like this collective of creative maniacs. I love that.
Right, yeah. It was in their DNA.
this introduced the pop world to Daft Punk.
That's true.
And that's then true. People were like, they've been amazing forever. And man, I love everything they've done. I think
Joe,
I love everything they've done.
This is a good pick. Joe, great you've pick. Done good. This is a good pick. All right, so what do you say? Let's watch
this. Let's
do
it. I'm itching.
Okay, let's go. Ready?
Uh-huh. 3, 2, 1, play. Oh my god, we're right in it.
Oh my god, this takes me back. What year was this made? This was in...
Oh, these weird little baby heads. Oh wow, did you by any chance watch... What was that, Lovecraft Country?
Yes.
Okay, don't these weird baby heads remind you of that weird basketball player baby head that happens? At some point in Lovecraft Country.
You're right.
Remember how scary? That's a good horror moment. That was like, anytime you can make a horror creature that's new to me. Oh, yes. This is so fucking great.
You know, it kind of has this Bugs, I can't say his name at all. And this is, I think, the third time I've mentioned this on this podcast, and I still need to learn his name. Bugsy Berkeley choreography. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sort of that
circular... aerial choreography. All the choreographers that listen to this, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what they actually look like? These little track players. They look like Goombas from the Mario Brothers movie.
Holy shit. They do look like those awful, awful Goombas. And can I tell you, I recently saw a contestant on The Bachelorette that looked like a Goomba.
Stop
one
it.
Of the Super Mario Goombas, and I was worried
Stop
for him.
Was it a Goomba?
It might have been a Goomba that was just looking for love. Okay, all of these are great. The skeleton costume also harkens back to like,
okay, the mummies.
That is an iconic. This is all this choreography is sickening.
It's simple.
What'd you call that?
It's
the comb over.
The comb over, bitch.
Okay, those skeletons harken back to like old animation skeletons, right? Like
30s that animation. Mm-hmm.
That.
Or if you had to wear one costume, what would it be?
Out of these?
Uh-huh.
Wow, they're great. I love the swimming gals. I mean, I like Mummy. Why do I like Mummy?
Because you're a whore.
Yeah.
It's, anything it's to like show coverage. Off that body, yaddy yaddy. You would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's coverage, but you can show some body. How about you?
I would be the skeletons. I'm a big fan of the skeletons. They're fun.
Damn, they're good.
But these little like astronaut men that sort of give me Daft Punk vibes already. Those are fun too.
God, it's so good.
But it's also quite simple, isn't it? It's not in super crazy. It's not, and all it is just fun. And the choreography is really cute.
Yes. When do you think how long do you think they took to film this?
Well, they probably had tons of choreography sessions.
Yeah.
And then to get the lighting right and the cameras right. I mean, this took a while. This took a while. Yeah. This is an intricate sort of shoot. Very simple in execution, but look at this. This is what I'm talking about. The aerial shot.
That's sick. Oh yeah. I mean, that's so like also cool. Very old Hollywood in a sense.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That's the Bugsy Berkeley style.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was old school.
I mean, he's not old anymore. He's dead, bitch.
He's dead. Oh, that's fun about dying. You're no longer old. You dead. This is so great. I want to know everything about what they were like. They probably were like, we want to do something amazing and cheap.
And this is but my question affordable. Is like, what didn't make the cut? Like, what weird costumes didn't make the cut? Like a giraffe costume, you know, or Ross Perot costume.
Yeah, that is interesting. Because what is around the world about this?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going around in a circle. I mean, I don't know.
Some are quite creature-like. Some are quite human. And some are absolutely impossible and have never existed on any plane of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that movie. That's a good one. That's a good one. I love Daft Punk.
Good job,
so
Joe.
Fucking
good
much.
Job. Good job.
I'm going to tell you, one day we're going to watch this. They have a really weird film that was hard to find, but I found it called Electroma.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
It's weird, it's crazy, and it's... They have an obsession with face masks and stuff, but like it's a very strange story of that involves like masks like some of these. Well, like there's like the characters have like these masks that are like Mac and Me are so creepy. They're like hard to look at.
Do you mean E.T. sponsored by McDonald's?
That. That exactly. You know the story.
It's a great movie. Fully recommend to anyone who's listening to this podcast. It is a gag.
It's like, it's almost hard to laugh at, but anyway. What is this music video about, Oscar?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's about like, you know how like there's a high school reunion that happened and everyone sort of went their separate ways. You know, you had your skeleton crew. Very. And then you had your, you know, mummy crew. And then you had your swimmers crew.
Of course.
And then, of course, you had your shrunken head basketball player crew.
Slut.
They all got together, and they were like, hey, do you remember that like dance that we did at prom 20 years ago? Let's try doing that again. And so they did it, and guess what? They remembered it, and it was pretty flawless.
They did.
What's your take
like
on the music video?
You Drive Me Crazy, Usher makes sure to pop in and say, everyone remember the choreo? I'm pretty sure it's Drive Me Crazy with Melissa Joan Hart where everyone does choreo.
It wasn't She's All That?
I
do remember the song was Right About Now.
Funk Show Brother, Lover.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just going nuts.
I don't know. I think it's Drive Me Crazy because I honestly want to say She's All That is like a little more refined. And that's crazy. Is it? Am I wrong?
I mean, I don't remember much of She's All That, but.
But we'll see.
Anyway. She's All That refined, I mean. Okay.
Refined. I think it speaks to how shitty Drive Me Crazy is. Drive Me Crazy is a piece of shit film. Hey, don't go watch it again. Don't watch it back. But also,
but Melissa Joan Hart's in it.
I can't stand her.
Oh!
I can't stand her. And it's nothing against her. She's lovely. But
like this is like a recent thing, or like you never liked her?
No, I used to like her. I used to like Clarissa. Okay. But then.
Okay, now that's fair. That's fair.
I think I just can't do it. I can't do it. Something about her acting style never evolved. Like, and I think there's something so insane about that. And I can't watch her. Her Christmas movies are god awful. If you want to hate watch something.
Christmas movies?
Multiple. One where she takes Mario Lopez hostage and forces him to pretend he's her lover. So very sexual assaulty. And one where a
This is a holiday movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one where a nutcracker reanimates and she falls in love with him, and it's a total elf ripoff. They're both terrible.
For somebody who hates her movies, it seems like you're a big fan.
I know, but I love trash.
You know her
but,
whole.
Um,
you know all of her fucking movies.
You know. Well, Oscar, for me, the
just
moment.
Calling it out, just calling it out.
Look, you're not wrong, but we're going to have to do a whole other Melissa Joan cast. A podcast completely. So for me, the moment in this music video, I mean, it's the mummies. It's the close up on the mummies. How about you?
I think it's all of it. Honestly, it's like, it's hard to pick a moment because the choreography is so intricate and like,
mm-hmm.
It's simple, but it's truly the way that the choreography, I don't know, I love it. There's a couple of moments. There's the moments where, like, the skeletons make way for the swimmers to go in between, that, like, weird parallel. Mm-hmm. And then there's the aerial shot where they're doing all the arm movements. Like,
love the what is this? The shimmy in between that the swimmers
wiggles.
Do?
Yeah, the wiggles. Yeah.
Very wiggling their way to the top, just like Utica. Very that. Wiggle to the top, wiggle to the top.
You know what we should do? This is a total side note, is we should have an episode where we dissect drag queen music videos.
Yes, that's a whole episode.
Like, that's a
whole thing.
I think
we should
okay.
allow, you don't think we should allow one of their music videos in the top 100? I could see one of them being in the top 100.
We should, you know what, listeners, you tell us.
Yeah,
you tell us. Because you told us not to put the worst music videos of 2020 in the countdown, and we listened.
And you were right.
We did not.
You were right.
And you were right.
You were
100%
right.
So we ain't doing that. So,
well,
tell
Oscar,
us.
We have to move on. TikTok, honey.
Let's move on. What is next?
Should we move on to the next one?
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Leodon has provided this next one, which is Years and Years is. Song Real. Now, I love Years and Years. They're very queer. Singer is out and queer and like a really great, just they have a very strong, loud, queer presence in pop culture. Need them, love them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest,
but I don't
know
this one.
I don't know a lot of their music.
Yeah. I know like their first two big hits, but I don't know their music so much.
Yeah, so this is the music video that I've never seen and the song I've never heard. So this will be a first take for me. So
Ooh.
I'm excited about that.
Okay, yeah, me too. Let's jump in. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Okay, so here we go. We're gonna say 3, 2, 1, play. Okay.
It's serious.
Sort of
it's serious and very modern.
Very, very, very.
Very hip. Oh, that's. We know him.
We do.
We don't know him, but we've seen him before.
Oh, yeah.
He's an actor.
There's that.
Who was
lead
he?
Singer.
Who was he in? There's a lead singer. Playing. In the bathroom.
Handing him a card.
Okay. Interesting way to cruise very someone in the bathroom.
Is that kind of individual Ooh. Your type? He's moody. I know you love moody.
Which guy?
The lead singer.
He's a little too thin. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say he's a little too thin for me. It's a little too thin for me. Okay, but the vibe is okay. Okay, actually.
Oh wow.
This is cute. This see, I love dancer, videos where people are dancing.
Sorry, I'm really engrossed with what's happening.
Oh, showing the
there's boys of... and
wait, what's happening?
Or what appear to be boys in a club. There's a gentleman dancing alone.
Ooh, okay.
And then what's interesting is he's someone like was playing... shown a card.
Yeah, he's like playing a game with these people. It's like a weird dance contest.
Uh huh.
Like the judges, it's like right here. This is very, you know, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, where is that fucker from? That like,
he's an actor. He's been in. You know what? Give me some. I know where he's from. Oh,
is he in something Ace Ryan Murphy-ish, or is he in something?
Oh, weird. You know what? You know
she
where
got eliminated.
You
she
know did... where he's from?
No,
he's from Mary Poppins Returns.
Ew, ew.
But he's done other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know him from that because I didn't see that.
Yeah,
because I respect myself and I don't watch.
Wow, the movie is not that bad.
So
he's actually very good in it.
It's very good. This is interesting. I don't know what story's being told, but I am enjoying the music. I am enjoying this. People are dancing, but then being shown cards and ace of hearts.
But they're all aces. Aces are great. And it seems like they're not happy about it. They've been going to the doors. The gates of hell.
So a big part of the lyrics is, love, I will let you go. So maybe it's about letting go of love.
But what is that? What do you mean, like, letting go of part?
Well, another lyric is like, oh, it's enough to be better if I could. So maybe it's like this tale of like, I've got to let you go because I'm not good enough for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read you more of the lyrics once the video's over.
I mean, now he's dancing. Our Mary Poppins Returns is dancing.
Yes.
And he's dancing sort of like frenetic. Like he doesn't care. You know, he's free.
It's basically Napoleon Dynamite dancing.
Okay, like, that's rude. First of all, that's rude because it's not that bad.
Interesting that you said it was bad and I didn't. That's interesting. You said it was bad. I just said Napoleon Dynamite dancing. But I love that you're discounting the efforts of John Peter. You,
oh my god,
you're so disrespectful. Okay, a different ace was shown, and he did not leave.
Ace of spades.
Yes.
He's still dancing. What is that? Oh, he's like, he's not listening to me. He didn't see the card. I need to get his attention. Excuse me.
Excuse me,
hi. Ace of spades.
Playing aces.
You gotta go.
Ace of spades
doesn't
count.
She's back.
Oh, wow.
Homegirl is back.
This is getting very Christopher Nolan now. What timeline are we in?
She's sitting back down. Oh, it's in reverse. It's straight up in reverse. He brought her back. He brought her back from hell.
Brought her back. Did you see Tenet?
Did I see Tenet?
Yeah, Tenet. Did you see Tenet?
No, I didn't see Tenet.
It was confusing.
Why are you whispering it to me?
I don't know. Music went away. What? Directed by Robert Francis Mirquet. Okay.
I think that's the right way of saying it.
Mm-hmm. Love. Wow. Good, good.
Okay, wow.
So to clarify, I'm going to read just a few of the lyrics to you.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Could you sing it to me?
Oh my god, girl.
Never mind. No, don't.
Never
actually,
mind.
Don't. Actually,
keep your
not.
Ears. I broke my bones playing games with you. This type of fun that makes me blue. Oh, I think I'm into you. How much do you want it to? What are you prepared to do? I think I'm going to make it worse. I talk to you, but it don't work. I touch you, but it starts to hurt. What have I been doing wrong? Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you want. Tell me what it is you. Tell me what it is you. Okay. It's about
are you having trouble
love.
Reading? What's happening?
There's some repetition, mama. Okay.
And it's see, a lot of... Jane, run.
Oh my god.
See, spot, run. That's how you're being right now.
Girl. Girl, put the book down. I don't want you to overheat. Don't put the...
Okay, let's break it down. What was this video about? What happened in this music video?
Wow. I think it's about... I'll say what it's about. I'm going to say it is about a very unpopular club. A wildly unpopular club. Which is continually kicking people out because they don't have enough staff to support anybody. They don't have anyone at the bar. They don't have anyone working the bathroom. They don't have a valet person. So the owner, Ollie Alexander, continues to kick people out.
He's the owner. Oh, okay.
He's the owner. He continues to kick people out, and they're pretty bummed about it because they liked being the only one in the club. And eventually he tries to kick this one person out, but their pussy is like so on fire, they can't be kicked out.
But he showed the card. He's like, you've been kicked out, and he didn't see it. So he was like, okay, fine, I guess he's back. And you know what? Let's bring back his friend too.
Bring back his friend. Yes. Yeah. I think that's what it's about.
There was some seedy undertones here. It was interesting how he went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And then the guy was like, pick a card, any card, which to me means, I don't know, there's something like a little sus there. But I guess that's just part of the culture. That's what happens when you go to this bar.
Do you like games in love and affection and stuff like
that?
What
are you, Jigsaw?
Do you like games?
Do I like games when it comes to what?
Do you like? Yes, I did a Jigsaw makeup tutorial. Do you like it?
I would die. Please, I want to see you. Give me Jigsaw. Oh, I would love to see you.
So start by putting only white on you.
Clown
just
white.
Actually put
clown
this white. All over you. I didn't even do it right. It's this, right? It's this.
It is. Yeah, you're right.
This okay, and that's something you can only enjoy on YouTube. Okay, I like this. I like it a lot. It's fun. It's queer. It's weird, and it's new and modern. For me, I would say the moment is the dancing, the frenetic dancing on stage.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I like this video. It's one of those music videos that like I don't really understand, and maybe that's the point. But it was aesthetically really pleasing. I do like this concept of like trying to impress someone. Mm-hmm. Maybe Years and Years was like, if you want to go home with me, you have to impress me with the ancient mating ritual of dancing in public. And if I like you, then you get a card that isn't the ace of any spades, clovers, hearts, or diamonds. And at first he's like, I don't like him, but the fact that he ignored him, see, because that's how I get too. If I have a crush on somebody and if they ignore me, it only makes it stronger. So maybe that's when he's like, yeah, I like him. And you know what? Let's bring your friend back too, because I like her too. Let's go. Let's have a threesome. So they're gonna have a threesome afterwards.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's fun. They're gonna get it on. They're gonna get weird. I love that. I just found a fact about this song, I have to say.
Oh.
One, perhaps being a bit obvious, that when asked about it, Ollie said, this was a real turning point for the band, and I wrote it when I had been dumped by this guy. Oh. He was with someone else, and then I wrote this song really quickly on the piano. And he also says that having male pronouns in the song was really important, because I wanted to write pop songs that are very openly gay.
Yeah.
Because we need more of that. And that's.
And we love that. We love that.
That's very good.
More of that. More of that. More. Give me more. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it.
Okay.
And it was a great choice. I'm a fan.
I'm a fan.
Bitch, let's move on. What's the third video?
Let's. Okay, so our last video of today is from Lee. lovely, lovely Lee, and, you know, she was like, girl, I need to see this video. I remember this video being a big deal, but Lee made a point to be like, you know, like, it references, like, I think Evil Dead, and it references, like, old horror and stuff. So very into seeing this.
Lee, love that. Support that. Evil Dead, I'm a fan.
Big fan.
You've seen the remake, right?
Yeah, I did. That's the one with, yeah, bleh, the girl like that. The girl who's like, meh. Right?
Girl, that's all of the Evil Dead. They're all, all the girls are,
yeah,
eh.
It was really gory, right? It was really gory.
Yeah, it's about the...
It was fine.
Ah, I loved it. I thought I was like obsessed with the remake. Ooh, it's like one of my favorite remakes ever of all time.
I guess I enjoyed it. I think I've always been someone who's like just not the biggest fan of gore. And there was just a few
moments. It is gory. They really go off.
They really went for gold on the gore. And I was like, it's too much.
I get it. But it's also like a nice analogy of like, because she's going through, she's like detoxing. And like, it's a metaphor of like fighting her inner demons and all that stuff. It was incredible. I loved the Evil Dead remake. It's great. But anyway, we're about to see another version of the Evil Dead in this music video. And guess what, girl?
Guess what
the gag is, girl?
What's the gag?
It is directed by Michelle Gondry, bitch.
Burn in hell. You're kidding.
We got two Michelle Gondry music videos today.
Michelle is feeling really good about that.
The people love him.
I'm going to be on Podcast Kill the Bitch. I'm probably, I still have a really good chance of having my video picked. I'm like feeling really good about this.
He won't stop bothering us about it. He keeps messaging us, being like, so when is one of my videos going to be featured in the podcast?
Oh my God, he won't fucking stop texting me.
He's actually very annoying. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for featuring too. We got you.
Do you know when it says?
Hey, Michelle.
Message, I hope you're scene. Happy. I saw the message. So
you left him on red?
I did.
You left Michelle Gondry on red?
I did. I'm probably right. And you know, it'll be great because it'll inspire him to write something sad. He loves it. Okay. This is Everlong.
I'm so excited. Can I just say, this was definitely on my list to be featured in this podcast.
It's pretty iconic. And
I love this music. I'm so happy Lee nominated this one because it is, I mean, it really is one of my favorite music videos. And watching it as a tween, it spoke to me because there's drag. It's like there's drag in there.
Yeah, there is.
You know they love drag.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, what is this? This is kind of cool. I love this. So it stuck with me.
And Dave Grohl's funny. Dave Grohl is actually funny.
He is funny.
He's not like doing a performance of a funny person. He's like, he's funny.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, he genuinely is. It's not like Madonna doing, you know, Castaway or whatever that movie was called.
Don't do
it. It wasn't Castaway. What was it?
It was... Oh God!
I want to say Blown Away, but that's not true either.
Swept what was that Away.
Movie? Swept Away. That's what. Wait, is no. That Swept right? Away. Isn't
Whatever.
That movie with?
It sucks. The...
Yeah, it's bad. It's it bad. Sucks. But it's her attempt at comedy, so you know, it's not for everyone. Dave Grohl, on the other hand, could have killed that role for sure.
Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta watch this.
Let's watch it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, play. Okay, we got a sketch. We got a skit and a sketch. We're in black and white.
We got a skeech.
A skeech. Wandering through a home in black and white. Wow. I'm getting okay, this is a 50s moment.
Yeah, it's a bunch of pictures from a couple, a really cute couple. Okay, the drummer of Foo Fighters is the most stunning woman in drag. Like, in drag, she is beautiful.
I need to re-remember, but once I see it, I can confirm.
Okay, so now they're in a dream world, and he's like
Our Dave Grohl character is in some sort of a dream where he's become very punk.
Mm-hmm.
Walking by
You know what this reminds me? It reminds me a little bit of Nightmare on Elm Street.
It is specifically kind of reminiscent of that.
Dream Warriors with her, the girl, remember?
Yeah.
With the mohawk?
Yeah, oh yeah. The woman who has tiny little mouths. Oh my god.
Remember that?
Tiny little mouths beg for drugs.
Yeah. I loved it.
So crazy. So crazy. Okay, there's
this
the
is the Evil Dead part. This is the Evil
there's
Dead
the
part.
There's the ref. A woman is getting mistreated, which thankfully is our bandmate in drag.
Mm-hmm. His hand and is huge.
Dave Grohl's hand has gotten really big and huge, and now bitch slapping one of the attackers.
Love that. Everyone is nervous. Everyone is scared at the party.
You have
and
to
the party's
love.
A very 80s party vibe.
Yes. Getting his ass kicked. Little dummy action. I always love a dummy.
Loved it. Big fan of the dummy. Oh, and then they... What happened to them?
They become, though they trans, they, oh my god, they're the prestiged. They're the prestiged under the house.
Idiot.
Wow.
The Prestige is a good movie, I will say.
It is. It's when he wasn't a maniac. Speaking of Tenet, he went too far. He went too crazy. He went too crazy. Prestige made sense for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
It made sense. It made sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're in another dream.
We're transferring to her dream, yeah.
We're in her dream. This is Friday the 13th for me. I know it's Evil Dead, but it's giving me Friday the 13th.
Okay, but there's a there's literally a person in the basement, like in Evil Dead.
I know, but just the video game. Doesn't this give you the Friday the 13th video game?
The video game! Oh my god. Do you still play that?
I haven't played it in a while.
Me neither.
It is so... Such a scary, exciting game.
Well, they're shutting down the server soon, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that just means game over.
Game over, bitch.
Damn, that
sucks. Okay, so she's calling... So her in the dream world is calling them in real life.
Yes,
for help because these two men teleported to her dream. And Dave Grohl is trying to wake her up.
Wow.
Ooh, this is so cool!
Very adventurous.
And now he's going to sleep! He's going to try to save her. Oh, that's
so
love.
Now, so very Gondry.
Look at
this
is
a little
look
Nolan too. What I mean, the feet that are
logs and then they turn into nunchucks.
Nunchucks.
Amazing.
Unreal.
Amazing.
This is very interesting. This is video is even crazier than I remember. Big hands
Bring the hand back. And I love that this is the band. Like these aren't actors, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I miss this era.
Me too. I think this is the best in terms of, oh, look at them. They're actually in love. Oh.
Dummies. Come on. The dummies are so funny.
They're so
I love
funny.
Dead dumb bodies.
And then they drown.
Oh my
and
God.
Then you see them. Uh-oh.
What is happening?
Oh, I love this. I love this.
So now... The people are back in the 50s and the men are coming out of the bodies of the bad men.
It's
and they're
so
the bandmates.
Cool. Oh! How did they do that? Oh my god!
That's a reveal.
And then it's them just performing and then we see some color when they're actually playing. Oh!
That was literally a drag reveal. That was literally...
It really actually was. Yeah, you're right. Giving you a drag reveal. Holy shit.
Wow.
RuPaul girls, take note.
That's if you're not playing drawing your dress, you're not doing drag. Wow.
It's so, I mean.
Great.
I mean.
Fucking great.
I mean. Foo Fighters ever. I just have a fun, butterflies in my stomach sort of moment right now. It's it just, this video just made me so happy.
It's great. It's brilliantly made. It's funny. It's weird. It's interesting.
Made.
Yeah.
Perfectly made. Top to bottom. It's giving you narrative. It's giving you this weird sort of experimental vibe. Mm-hmm. It's also giving you homemade vibe, budget, with the dummies. It's just, I love it.
Would you say the lyrics match? I mean, the music matches the video.
I think so. Yeah, I think 100%. And then you have that moment at the end.
This is one of those weird cases where I'll be like, the video is so good. It's the song is great too, but the The video was so good. It almost steals some focus from the song.
Yes, almost. But, you know, let me be absolutely... I mean, I do love Foo Fighters, and this song is really good. But I think the video just makes the song better. You're saying that it's a little distracting.
Like,
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Not so much so that it takes anything away. It's just such a blockbuster of a music video. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much.
But I think they course correct at the end, being like, oh yeah, let's have a footage of them actually playing mm-hmm. this song. So mm-hmm. we need to just scale back it back. Remind the people why they're watching.
Remind them. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. What's the moment for you?
I mean, ooh, there's tons. Honestly, there's so many. The reveal.
Yeah.
Where the drummers, like, from, oh my God, that whole bed revealing into a drum kit moment is, it truly is a high drag to me.
Yeah.
That is a drag moment. The bassist takes off the jacket, and then he has another set of arms inside his jacket. It's so cool. It's like,
it's wild.
It's the Michel Gondry's videos are always like, how did he end up doing this stuff? You see, Around the World is like really simple, but there is an element of like, how did he do this? But I think Foo Fighters Everlong is like the standard of like, this feels magical. This feels like.
It's very magic. It's great. And it really reaches across the aisle. Like, cause like, you know, Foo Fighters has that like really, really big appeal of
mm-hmm.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, the art fags like us. It's like, okay, everyone likes this. For me, right. The big hand is it. The big hand is like, that's what mm-hmm. I think of when I think of the video. But it's great. I love it. It's good. It's great.
It's so great. It's so great.
What Everything is it about it is though? Like, is it? It's about demons.
It's about dreams.
Attacking
dreams.
Dreams. Okay.
Yeah. The strength of love. You know, love overcomes all. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another moment is when the legs turn out to be piles of like logs.
That's
really
another
great
gag.
Moment. Oh, there's so many. I can't decide.
Here the good news is we don't have to.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
We don't have
to.
The
listeners get to decide which of these three videos.
Jokes on
is
you.
The one. I know. Phew, I'm lucky I don't get to pick.
Phew. Because
it's tough.
Y'all.
I don't
fools.
Know.
I don't know
either.
I don't
know which one.
I'll be absolutely giddy with any of these, which is great news for me.
Truly.
Truly. So, y'all have to do the hard work by going to our Instagram at mm-hmm. Podcast Kill the Video Star and liking one. Liking one that you love the very, very mostest and you need to see in the top 100 music videos.
That's right. That's right. The competition is high. If you had to vote for one, which we don't, which one would you vote for?
Okay, this is dark-sided, but I'll tell you what I would vote for.
He's going to say something crazy.
Jessica Simpson. Let me defend why.
He's irresistible.
Ew, we have to watch that on the pod. Up close and personal. I don't know him. I can hardly breathe. That's truly when the lights went out in Georgia.
Can I just say,
yes.
I love the fact that our listeners are way more sophisticated about their taste than we are. Our bottom of the barrel garbage tastes and our dumbass picks compared to their like really nice, like actual great
true
visual medium that is a music video. So thank you, listeners.
Thank
and please
you for having
keep
some taste.
Sending us recommendations. But bitch, tell me which one you would vote for.
I would vote for Daft Punk. I gush so much about them. And for me, it was just...
Okay.
This music video was a moment for me where I was mm-hmm. like, what's going on? I love the music. I love the video. I don't know if I loved it because I'm queer, but there's something very queer and weird and Euro about Daft Punk.
Oh, she's a Euro bitch. Oh, yes.
So that's where my heart's at. How about you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, this one's a no-brainer. That's a great choice, by the way, Mono, and I support that. But for me, it's Foo Fighters Everlong. Like, that is the video for you. Also, it's queer. To me, it's queer.
Yes, yes. We have some lovely drag.
You know, and it's got, you know, Michel Gondry, which, you know, he truly is a visionary. Like, say what you will about him.
Who has anything really negative to say about him?
People don't like Michel Gondry because he's a little too weird, maybe a little too, like, weird for weird's sake. Okay. Which, fine, if you think that. I don't think that. I actually think his stuff is fantastic.
Yeah, I think he's incredible.
But, yeah, Foo Fighters just has literally everything I love. It has the horror moment that, you know, I'm a big fan of.
Love.
So, yeah, Foo Fighters. And you know what? This will not be the last time you will see a Foo Fighters video on this podcast.
Trust.
Because you best believe I have a couple more Foo Fighters videos up my sleeve.
Couple?
But this one, but I think this one is the best Foo Fighters video.
Yeah, it's hard to beat this. It's hard to beat this.
Yeah. What? But you know what? We're not voting. Y'all are voting.
It's on y'all. Let us know. If y'all tell us to both, like, honestly sit your ass down and shut the fuck up and you vote for Years and Years Real, absolutely. It is also great. And we won't
be mad at you because that's a great video.
Mm-hmm. Love. Great.
Wow. So, you know, I just want to say thank you for thank our little you. Anchor sponsors who are stunning and just have impeccable
taste.
Keep
it pumping. And if you want to join them and directly give us feedback on what music video to watch, you got to go to anchor.fm and find us. Podcast Kill the Video Star. You can find the link anywhere our pod description is listed right at the bottom. Or just go to anchor.fm/podcastkillthevideostar. Oh, my. Okay. You know where to find it. It's the link in our bio. We're going to keep it there. So go there and we shall ask you what we shall be seeing.
Work. And listen, if you don't have, and you can donate as much as you want or as little as you want, but you're like, listen, I don't want to give y'all money. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't deserve that money.
I disagree with that choice, but I respect it.
I disagree, but, you know, I respect it. You can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
That would be tasty.
And in that review, if you want to list your favorite music videos,
we'll think about it.
Never know.
You never know.
We might feature it in the podcast in the future.
This is not a guarantee.
You have to leave a 5-star review.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I love that. I love that for us. Yeah, keep watching us on YouTube as well as wherever you pod, gals.
That's right. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Wait, Mono. I had the weirdest dream last night.
Oh God, what happened?
Do you want to know what happened in that dream?
Oh God, I know. Is this that recurring dream you have where you're Kanye West?
Yes, it's the dream where I'm Kanye West.
Okay.
But in that dream, I infiltrated the MTV Music Video Awards and I said, I killed MTV.